T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Pat Prescott from The Morning Show. Got a great event coming up, the 13th annual Leimert Park Village Book Fair. It's August 24th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Baldwin Hills Crenshaw Plaza on MLK Boulevard. The theme this year, we do this for the culture, celebrating our collective culture. And one of the authors who is going to be on hand for the festival is the author of Napoli Ever After, which has now been adapted into a Netflix film starring Sanaa Lathan. I absolutely love it and am very delighted to introduce you to Tricia Thomas. How you doing, Tricia?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. I know that this book fair is going to be fantastic because they do have people like you talking about issues that are involved in African-American culture today, and actually issues that, for the most part, a lot of people are going to be interested in, African-American or not.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is the bedrock of Los Angeles. I think this is one of the premier writers, literary, cultural events that people need to show up for. It's absolutely going to be for everybody.
Tell us a little bit about Napoli Ever After, about how you wrote this book, why you wrote it, and about all of the really interesting things that have happened for you since then.
It's been a lot. Napoli Ever After came from my own story of just seeing, you know, all the shampoo and conditioning commercials with the beautiful blonde, shiny, bright hair. And there was just never a story for us. So I grew up with the natural curly afro hair. And when I finally became an adult, I realized, you know, there was nothing wrong with my hair, although I had been straightening it all my life. And so I created this character, Venus, who saw everything as a new day. I can actually create a new me that's acceptable in her own shoes. And so I had a ball riding her. And then suddenly Oprah's paying attention and Halle Berry was paying attention. And it was sold for the rights to be made into a film. And so that finally happened with Netflix, with Sanaa Lathan as the lead character. And it was just a dream come true. So the story continues. I have 10 books in the series that talk about, you know, how she's just traveled this long journey to find herself and to live authentically for herself.
You know, a lot of people don't really think about it that much, but I know for African Americans, this has been an issue forever. I've had natural hair for most of the time since when I was in college. I remember when I came home with my afro and my mother almost had a heart attack. This was like back in the late 60s. And so, you know, I said, well, I can either get an afro or I could change my name. My sister did both. So I was like, so I went with the hair, and I was lucky because my dad supported me. And it was, the funny thing is, Tricia, I think a few years after that, my mother had a natural herself. And so a lot has happened. But when I moved to L.A., I didn't see that many people with natural hair. But boy, has that changed.
That's changed a lot. Well, you were definitely a leader in that area. Coming from New York, I noticed it's more acceptable, and it's been that way for a long time. But here on the West Coast, it probably has still, you know, creeped along slowly. And so, you know, I grew up in San Diego and I moved, you know, to the LA area and went to college there. And it was always straight hair. I mean, it's the standard. And, you know, and it continues to be that. But we're changing and I love it. And, you know, and I'm very proud to be a part of that change. And, you know, happy to say Napoli Ever After is a buzzword, and it's opened a lot of people's eyes, and I get emails from all over the country telling me, you know, oh my gosh, after reading your book, I cut off all my hair. It's like, oh no, I didn't mean to cut it all off, but that's, you know, that's what's happened. And this year, you know, we're celebrating at the Leimert Park Book Fair, and we're talking about, you know, the influence of Toni Morrison, and, you know, and she really did influence a lot of my writing, and the bluest eye of how this, you know, little girl wanted to have blue eyes. And I think it's almost the same thing. It's like you keep seeing this otherness, and you think you're supposed to be that. And really, you know, it's the authentic empowerment to just love yourself. And that's what we're doing.
Well, you know, people are not reading as much as they used to in days gone by. And so I think that it's really important that we have more books that are available that really relate to people, to, where you can see yourself, you know, when you read the book. And that's why series like yours, I think, are so important. And also why events like this book fair are so important.
That's absolutely right. You would never know how many of, you know, African-American writers are out there, other cultures. And, you know, we're there, we're here. And, you know, we don't get the actual book front, you know, that others have been getting. And so it's important to, you know, seek us out when you can and know that we exist. And you'll definitely get a feel for all the other authors that are involved on August 24th at the Leimert Park Book Fair.
Yeah, I think it's going to be awesome. It has been voted one of LA's five best annual book festivals. And this year, in addition to being able to meet and talk to Tricia Thomas, who wrote Napoli Ever After, you'll also see Layla Ali, whose cookbook Food for Life is not only on my bookshelf, Tricia, I actually have cooked some of those things. It's a great, great, great cookbook. And there are going to be a lot of other authors there, too. And I would imagine for you, it's great to be able to be face-to-face with your readers.
It's really nice to meet the people that I get emails from and to, you know, hear from them. And like I said, a lot of them come up to me, you know, freshly shaved, like, look what I did after I read your book. So that's always exciting.
Tricia Thomas is changing heads all over the place. And she will be one of the authors you can meet at the 13th annual Leimert Park Village Book Fair. It is on Saturday, August 24th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Baldwin Hills Crenshaw Plaza. You can get more information by visiting LeimertParkBookFair.com. Tricia, it was fantastic getting a chance to talk to you. I look forward to meeting you. I'm going to look for you when I come down there, okay?
Oh, absolutely. I can't wait to see your hair.
And one last shout out, too. I got to give a shout out to Essawan Books, who've been holding it down in Leimert Park for quite a while. Used to be over there on La Brea. And please support this bookstore. It is such an important part of our community, and we want to see it survive. Thank you so much, Tricia, for spending some time with us today. And we'll see you on August 24th.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.